KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Mostly clear skies, 53 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny and breezy today with a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Trane home comfort specialist dealer. A Union County man was arrested Monday afternoon on theft and other charges. 33-year-old Jeremy Joseph Seddon of Creston was arrested at around 4:30 p.m. for theft in the third degree, trespass, and possession of prescription medication. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $2,000 bond. And the Creston Police Department reports AgriVision in Creston had a lawnmower stolen over an undetermined amount of time. The loss was estimated at $2,000. Sheriff's officials in Mills County reported on Monday the arrest Sunday of two people on theft charges. 42-year-old Brian Keith Floyd of Council Bluffs and 48-year-old Jesse William Jackson of Omaha were taken into custody just after 9 a.m. in the vicinity of 190th Street and Highway 34. Both faced charges of theft of stolen property. Their bonds were set at $5,000 each. And on Friday, 45-year-old John Ray Nolan Jr. of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Mills County Sheriff's Office on a warrant for theft in the second degree. His bond was set at $5,000. The driver of a car that struck a building in Audubon Friday afternoon was transported to the hospital and cited for failure to maintain control. The Sheriff's Department said Monday 65-year-old Ruth Elaine Young of Audubon was attempting to park in a diagonal parking space at around 2:20 p.m. Friday when she stepped on the gas instead of the brake. Her 1997 Infiniti drove over a curb and struck the side of the community insurance building, causing $8,000 damage to the business and $6,000 damage to the car. Young was transported to the Audubon County Hospital by Audubon Fire and Rescue. A Shenandoah man was transported to Creighton Hospital in Omaha by Malvern Rescue last Thursday night after the motorcycle he was driving hit a car. Mills County Sheriff's Office said yesterday that the accident happened near the intersection of Noyes Avenue and 290th Street at around 11:40 p.m. Authorities report David Long of Shenandoah was driving a 2001 Honda eastbound on Noyes Avenue when a deer ran out in front of him and his cycle struck the animal. Long hit his handlebars hard upon the impact. His injuries were reduced a little because he was wearing a helmet and protective leather riding gear. Long was sitting in a motorist's vehicle when the deputy arrived. The deer was found dead in the ditch. Elsewhere in the news, Jolene Smith, a member of the Royal Neighbors, Chapter 1373 from Atlantic, and a member of the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors, was honored recently with the 2014 Iowa Fraternalist of the Year for her volunteerism within the community. The award was presented during the annual Iowa Fraternal Alliance meeting in Ankeny. Smith's volunteer efforts include working with Heads at Ease, the Allen House Retirement Home, the Cass County Memorial Hospital, Festival of Trees, and the Hitchcock House. And according to her fellow Royal Neighbor members, Jolene is the lifeblood of our chapter. Royal Neighbors of America, one of the nation's largest women-led life insurance organizations, empowers women to meet the needs of their families with annuities and life insurance products such as term financial expense, and universal life. Their philanthropic efforts are dedicated to changing women's lives through its national programs, including the Nation of Neighbors program and through the Royal Neighbors Foundation. The latest crop conditions report released yesterday by the USDA shows only 5% of Iowa's corn has been harvested. That's about 3 weeks behind the normal schedule. Cool weather and abundant rain in some areas put Iowa's corn maturity at about 6 days behind the five-year average. Many growers report corn kernels are retaining 25% moisture, about 10% more than can be stored without spoiling. The USDA report places 76% of Iowa's corn crop in good to excellent condition. Iowa's soybean harvest at 9% complete is the lowest percentage harvested by this date in over 30 years. 74% of the state's soybean crop is listed in good to excellent condition. Well, the two major party candidates seeking Iowa's 3rd Congressional District seat met Monday evening in a second debate held at Simpson College in Indianola and carried on KCCI-TV. The first question the candidates dealt with was an issue raised in the first debate and whether Democrat Stacey Apple would pull the passports of terrorists, as Apple's statement saying that she would not support pulling the passports is being used in a political ad, and she was asked about her stance.
Let me be absolutely clear. I do not support giving passports to terrorists. We have a State Department that takes care of these problems, has the ability to take passports away. So making sure tonight everybody knows I do not support terrorists having passports.
David Young responded.
In that first debate, you said you would not be advocating taking away the passports of terrorists. You can't take these things back when you're a member of Congress. Your vote is your vote. You need to be decisive. You need to show leadership. You said that. It was in the first debate. It's on the tape.
To which Apple again responded.
Let me be absolutely clear one more time. I do not support giving terrorists passports. It's absolutely absurd to think that a mom of six would think it's a good idea for terrorists to have passports. I will do everything possible to keep my family safe and your family safe.
Debate moderator Kathy Obradovich asked Young if his standard for a member of Congress is there is no room for misstatement or change of mind.
I think when you vote for and elect for a member of Congress, you want to vote on their judgment most of all. There's likability, philosophy, but judgment. Are they going to make the right call and stick to it? Or are they going to flip-flop? I'll stick to it.
So there's no room for a misstatement or changing your mind?
Well, this is more than a misstatement, I would say. I mean, she said that she would not advocate taking away passports of terrorists. That's pretty cut and dry.
The candidates were next asked about a couple of issues that made the news on Monday. The U.S. Supreme Court declined to take up challenges to gay marriage laws in five states. And Apple was asked if Congress should step in and do something.
I think love is love. We have here in the state of Iowa, we have same-sex marriage. I am supportive of it. And I think it should be decided at this state level.
Young was also asked if Congress should take some stance on the same-sex marriage.
Well, Congress did. They tried to do this, and the Defense of Marriage Act was passed in Congress, and the Supreme Court essentially said there are problems with that and said it was up to the states. But I am for traditional one-man, one-woman marriage. I just think in Iowa now we just need to make sure that religious institutions, churches, temples, they're not forced to perform any kind of ceremonies that is against their doctrine.
The two were also asked about the one-year anniversary of the federal government shutdown and whether they would vote to shut down the government if elected. Apple said no.
What we need to do is elect folks that want to go and get the work done. I have the experience of doing that with the government reorganization in the state Senate. I worked with the Senate, the House, the Democrats, the Republicans, department managers, employees, citizens, and we came up with great ideas because we worked together and we knew Democrats don't have all the right ideas, Republicans don't have all the right ideas.
David Young responded that while Apple claims to have worked with everyone, she voted 99% of the time with Democrats while in the state Senate.
And also during the time in the state Senate, you voted for the largest budget in Iowa's history, hurling us into a billion-dollar barrel of red ink that had to be bailed out by Obama's federal stimulus funds. You raided the Senior Living Trust Fund, the Rainy Day Funds, and Governor Branstad came along and helped bail us out. So you have a record, and that's one of the reasons why I think that you were voted out of office by your constituents.
The two also agreed over how to handle the terrorism in the Middle East. Young said the U.S. doesn't always have to wait for a coalition to take action. Apple said the U.S. should work with a coalition of countries to address the problem. She also made numerous mentions that she is the mother of six children. While Young said that he will not run away from his years of experience working for U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley, even though campaign ads try to label him as a Washington insider. The two candidates are seeking the seat that's currently held by retiring Republican Tom Latham. Our news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.